coming up on episode number 700. That is right, 700. And something that maybe I should have done, oh, I don't know, way back on episode one. It's an introduction to Coverville. If this is the 700th episode you've listened to, or if this is the first episode you've listened to, I've got something for everybody. And it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rough and cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is August 26th, 2010. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to the 700th episode of Coverville. Now, for some of you, this may be the first episode of Coverville. Maybe a friend of yours burned this to CD, gave it to you as a gift. Maybe you got a copy of this CD from a friend from a show, from Dragon Con 2010, perhaps. Or maybe you're at the website and you see a big button that says, here's a great place to start. Well, this is a great place to start. It is Coverville 700. And I know that when you come to the website, you may be kind of inundated, overwhelmed with 700 episodes to choose from. Well, I can tell you that this is a great place to start because we're going to have some examples of Coverville shows that you can come to expect if you're brand new here, or if you're a regular, if you're someone who's been listening for a long time, you'll hear some old favorites as well as some new stuff that I hope you'll enjoy. Now, really quickly, before we even get started with that, every once in a while I get the email or I get the question from people I tell about the show, what is a cover song? And a cover song is any song that has been previously released and is being re-released by usually a different performer, although not exclusively, usually with the same lyrics, although again, not exclusively, sometimes the same melody, although that doesn't always have to be the case, and you'll hear a lot of examples of that later. What it isn't is what I consider to be a tribute. Now, a tribute is like Beatlemania. The object of the game there is to sound as much like the original as possible. And you're not going to hear that on Coverville. I don't play that kind of stuff. There's other places you can hear it, and I think it's more entertaining to hear somebody do something in their own style, do something different than to sound like whoever they're trying to cover. And I don't fault those people. I think that tribute acts, there's definitely a place for it. I'm a big fan of Bjorn again, the ABBA tribute band, Beatlemania, etc. Let's talk a little bit about people who say that cover songs are an easy way out for performers who've run out of ideas. I say, on the contrary, a good cover is something that should be hard for a band because they're so used to hearing a certain song a certain way that for them to do a cover and really make it unique and really make it stand out, it's got to be a challenge. It's got to be a challenge for the band, and usually it is a challenge to not just do what's been done before. And then there are just those people who say, you know, I just don't like cover songs. Well, this first set is for you. Every once in a while on the show, as a matter of fact, the very last episode of the show was an episode called Originalville, and there have been about 10 episodes of Originalville by last count. And in those kind of episodes, I play the original versions of songs that you know better as covers, things like All Along the Watchtower, a lot of people familiar with the Jimi Hendrix version, maybe even not even realizing that it's a cover of Bob Dylan, or Respect by Aretha Franklin. Maybe a lot of people don't know that it's a cover of Otis Redding. Well, I've got three examples in this first set. Let's go ahead and get to the first one. A lot of people think it might be Soft Cell, who did the original version of this, maybe even Marilyn Manson. I can tell you right now, it's Gloria Jones with Tainted Love.
Thank you. the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere. And I was not right, for I toss and turn and can't sleep at night. What's I read to you? Now I run from you. The tender love you've given, I give you all a girl can give you. Take not, give that, that's not living. Oh, tender love, tender love. Now I know I've got to run away. I've got to get away. You don't really want any love from me to make. Someone to hold you tight, and who think love is.
If just for the children of a new generation. That is What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, the original version right there by Brinsley Schwartz. Now, that comes from the 1974 album New Favorites of Brinsley Schwartz. Lead singer of Brinsley Schwartz, which I will say as many times as I can, is Nick Lowe, who is a big collaborator with Elvis Costello. They've worked with each other several times. Really haven't done anything, you know, any sort of collaborations together as far as in name. Out of Our Idiot is probably the closest they've come. There was an album, Elvis Costello album, that featured Nick Lowe's vocals on quite a few songs. But Elvis Costello covered it, made it a lot angrier, and took out the little spoken word bit that Nick Lowe added or put in right there near the end. Nick Lowe with the original version of What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, of course, by the band Brinsley Schwartz. Before that, Superman by a group called The Click, a self-titled album that they put out in 1969. REM heard it, loved it, and decided to cover it, and really in doing so made it their own. Again, the original version right there of Superman by The Click. And then we started things off with the extended version of Tainted Love. Now, this is a version you can't find on Amazon, you can't find on iTunes, though I've looked, I've tried. I have that vinyl copy, and it has that nice little skip in there, but I love, there's something about hearing a needle skip on an album that just makes it feel so authentic and natural and earthy. Tainted Love by Gloria Jones. Gloria Jones, of course, driving the car that killed Mark Bolan from T-Rex. She ended up in the hospital for a while and really didn't find out about his death until the day of his funeral. because she was in the hospital. She was in critical condition after the accident. Boy, upper right there for Tainted Love. Of course, covered by Soft Cell, covered also by Marilyn Manson, just to name a couple of artists. There's tons of people who've covered Tainted Love. I found a version just recently by Paul Young. He did an entire album of swing music covers, and he did a cover of Tainted Love on there as well. It sounded very much like, well, kind of like the Paul Anka album called Rock Swings, actually. All right, so that kind of covers the Originalville side of things. Another very popular type of episode that I do on Coverville is the cover story. And for cover stories, I pick an artist or a group, and then I play several different covers of their music all through the years, all through different styles, different genres. And in some cases, I'll even try and limit it to just an album. So it'll be an album cover, like, for example, London Calling by The Clash or Abbey Road by The Beatles, Dark Side of the Moon. I did entirely using cover songs. Let's go ahead and do just a straight ahead cover story, a simple three song set cover story, only because I don't think I've got enough material really to fill out an entire good cover story episode for Amy Winehouse. Let's kick things off with a version of Rehab that sounds so drastically different from the original that it's going to blow your mind. Here's Rehab, covered by Frank Music, from the 2009 compilation called HMV, My Inspiration.
Trying to make me go to rehab, but I think no, whiskey, left no time to regret. Kept her tears wet with her same old safe bed. And me and my head high and my tears dry, get on about my girl. You went back to what you knew, so far removed from all that we went through. And I tread a troubled track, my old are stacked, and I'll go back to black. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to him and I'll go back to, I'll go back to. And I love you so much, it's not enough. You love blow and I love puff. And life is like a pipe, and I'm a tiny penny rolling up the walls inside. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to him and I'll go back. Said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to him and I'll go back to, I'll go back to black, black, black.
Sometimes I go out buzzing and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your gentle hair and the way you like the dregs. Won't you come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie, Valerie, Valerie. Did you have to go to jail? Put your house on up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a thing. I hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're stopping anyway. is the color of your hair, and are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger head and the way you like the dress. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think about all the things, what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you like to dance. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie?
Winehouse herself with a cover of the Zutons' Valerie. Now, that's a different version than the version you may be familiar with, the version released on Mark Ronson's album entitled Version. That one actually came first, before the Mark Ronson produced, very heavily produced. I think he also had an involvement in the arrangement on that one. But it's Amy Winehouse from a recording on Joe Wiley's Live Lounge on BBC Two, which took place in October of 2007. No, I take that back. The Ronson the single from Version came out in October 2007. This one appeared a lot earlier. Valerie by Amy Winehouse. You can find that version on the 2007 release Radio 1's Live Lounge, Volume 2. I guess, you know, this may be a question. It aired on the radio before it was released on Version, but maybe the CD that contained it wasn't released first. I don't know. That's a tricky one. Is it a cover or a cover of a cover? Boy, too much to think about there. It's like Inception or something. Before that, you heard Back to Black, that one covered there by Lightspeed Champion. Lightspeed Champion is a guy named Devante Hines, who was born in Houston but is now living in the UK. He's written music for Florence and the Machine, the Chemical Brothers, and took the name Lightspeed Champion as a tribute to a cartoon character that he used to doodle on when he was in high school. He'd draw this character in the margins of his textbooks, and eventually took that name on as his performing name. And then before that, Rehab, a new version there by Frank Music from the 2009 collection HMV, My Inspiration, which obviously you could get in the UK from HMV stores. Frank Music is a guy named Vincent James Turner, an electronica musician, who took the name Frank Music, at least the Frank part of it, from his grandfather's last name. He's actually Vincent Frank. He renamed himself Vincent Frank in honor of his grandfather. In addition to being a electronic musician, he's also a remixer and has done work with a lot of different musicians on that front as well. All right, we've moved from cover stories. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about something that happens at the end of every year here on Coverville. We do a thing called the Coverville Countdown, where listeners first nominate some of the best covers of all time, and then they vote on them, deciding what some of the best covers of all time were. Now, we've done this ever since the show started in 2004, and after 6 years, 5 years of doing this, you start to get a lot of the same songs that tend to appear every year on the lists. So what we've started also, tandem to the Coverville Countdown, is something called the Hall of Fame, where if a song appears more in the list than any other, or it gets up higher on the list regularly, things like that. There's a whole big mathematical procedure that we go through to figure out what makes it into the Hall of Fame. Then they get pulled from future nominations, future episodes of the Countdown, and they're forever, forever immortalized as a Coverville Hall of Famer. I'm going to play three songs that are in the Coverville Hall of Fame, three songs that got inducted into the Hall of Fame last year, the first of which, one of my favorites of all time. It's Lithium, performed by the Polyphonic Spree from their album Wait.
Today I found my friends, they're in my head. I'm so ugly, but that's okay, 'cause so are you. We broke our mirrors. Sunday morning is every day for all I care, but I'm not scared. Light my candles in a daze, 'cause I found God. That's okay, I shaved my head, and I'm not sad, and just maybe I'm to blame for all I've heard, but I'm not sure. I'm so excited, I can't wait to meet you there, but I don't care, I'm so horny, that's okay.
Yeah! face with the Oakland booty.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Your pretty picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Ooh, rumple smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my pins. Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I've seen them dancing to hell with romancing. Cause she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. Tired of magazines saying black butts are the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She got a pack much back. So fellas, yeah, fellas, yeah, has your girlfriend got the butt? Tell her to shake it, shake it. Shake that healthy butt. Baby got Johnny C's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at bike videos, knock me bimbos, walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos, I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the Pixel sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Like to hit it and quit, and I'd rather stay and play. Cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies, ladies, if you wanna roll in my Mercedes, then turn around and stick it out. Even white boys got to shout. Baby got says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that, cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't in this thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him. And I pull up quick to get with him. So lady, yeah, if your buddy's around, yeah, and you want a triple X roll down, yeah, dial 1-900 Johnny C and kick them nasty thoughts, baby girl.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some fags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Things that you do because you think that poor is cool.
Like a dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out.
They'll tear your insides out because everybody hates a tourist.
Everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath.
How it feels to live your life with no meaning or control, and with nowhere left to go.
You're amazed that they exist, and they burn so bright, you can only wonder why.
Rent a flat above a shop, cut your hair, get a job, smoke some fags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school, but still you'll never get it right, cause when you've laid in bed at night watching roaches climb the wall,
if you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah, you'll never live like common people.
You'll never do what common people do. You'll never fail like common people.
You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw, cause there's nothing else to do.
Inducted into the Hall of Fame last year, that is William Shatner with some help from Ben Folds and Joe Jackson doing a cover of Common People, originally by Pulp, but boy, you can't get any more different than the William Shatner version of anything, whether it's Common People, whether it's Mr. Tambourine Man or Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, whatever. William Shatner is the master of making cover songs his own. They're not always good, don't get me wrong, but they are always his own. Before that, a Coverville favorite and a star in the Coverville 500, the concert that we held a few years ago back in Las Vegas, Jonathan Coulton and his cover of Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back. And then we started things off with the Polyphonic Spree from their EP Wait, which came out in 2006. Lithium, a cover of the Nirvana song. All right, let's get to one last set of music. And it comes from a question that I often get. Brian, what are some of your favorite covers? And there's always one that seems to rise to the top. I'm going to play that one right now. It's a cover of Both Sides Now that Jason Faulkner did, recorded for his album Everyone Says It's On, which was a two CD set. One CD was originals, another CD was covers. Released in 2001, this guy, hands down, is my favorite guitarist of all time. He was a member of Jellyfish. And for those of you who've been listening ever since day one of Coverville, episode one of Coverville features this very song. Here's Both Sides Now by Jason Faulkner.
Shadowy line, the droning in. time with your beating heart. Oh, and the sun slips down and heavy behind the front of your dress, so shadowy light. So shadowy line, the droning engine throbs in time with your beating heart. We'll be right back.
taking a song that most people are familiar with and turning it into something completely different. That is Wuthering Heights, originally by Kate Bush, a sleepy, wispy song that she released in the late 70s, early 80s, covered there by a group called White Flag from the 1992 cover collection called Freedom of Choice. Love that version. Love that that different take. Love what they did with it. So cool. Wuthering Heights there by White Flag. Before that, Powderfinger taking Duran Duran's Chauffeur, turning it on its ear. Kind of a, I don't know. I always think of Carnival Calliope music when I hear that song. I don't know what it is about it. Came out in 1999 on an album called Undone, the Songs of Duran Duran, a tribute album to Duran Duran. And then we start off the set with Both Sides Now, covered there by Jason Faulkner from the 2001 release Everyone Says It's On. Go out and pick that up. If you can find a cheap copy, go out and pick that up. It's a fantastic CD, pair of CDs, actually, and absolutely worth it. But boy, on Amazon right now, a used copy will set you back $75. So see if you can find it a little cheaper than that. All right, real quickly, especially for those of you who are new, it's really easy to subscribe to Coverville. If you have an iPod or iTunes, or you're on the Zune Marketplace, all you have to do is just go to Zune Marketplace or iTunes Music Store and do a search for Coverville. You'll see a button there that says subscribe. Click it. It won't cost you a penny, and you'll get Coverville delivered to your iTunes or your Zune every time a new episode comes out. If you use other methods of checking RSS feeds, if you know what those are, you can just go to coverville.com, and on the right side of the page you'll see a set of links where you can get the RSS feeds to use with your creative device, your Net Newswire, Google Read, or whatever you use for your RSS feeds. You can also Android, if you're on the Android platform, thanks ZAF43, you can get it really easily with the Google Listen app. So make sure you pick that up. Or the easiest way possible, if none of those work for you, you can click on a link on Coverville on the right side of the page under subscribe, where you get an email every time there's a new episode of Coverville with a link to download the show. So that is the easiest way to get that if none of the other ways work for you. All right, and that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. You can find me, coverville.com, on the web. You can email me at gmail with coverville@gmail.com, something like that. You can also call the request line. I play your audio requests almost every other week on Coverville. Just send your audio request. Dial the number 206-222-COVER, and that will get you to a recording where you can leave your request for what you want to hear on Coverville. Like I said, that's going to do it for this edition of Coverville. We'll be back next week on Tuesday with a very special marriage proposal edition of Coverville. What? Yep, that's what I said. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Find that at frogpants.com.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.